AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, is every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Back ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live from Revolt Studios in the ATL is DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade, Shot Jones, and Big Homie Kodak, and it's time for a Big Facts Friday.
What's up, everybody? How was everybody's week?
Fan-fucking-tastic.
That's what's up.
Yes, successful.
Are we not cursing today?
You just, y'all been listening to that ish, so y'all a little extra cursy today. But I'm going to try to balance
extra
it
cursy?
Out. Not be extra cursy.
Extra cursy.
You good, you know bang? How this shit about to go.
She on it. Bang got on all black, so you know what he on today.
I'm chilling.
Let's get straight to it, Jay. What's the words? What we doing?
Okay, so today we doing something a little different. We're doing supporters versus groupies. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the definition of supporter. I'm going to read the definition of groupie. And then I'm going to give you my reasoning as to why I feel like they're intertwined. And then we can go from there.
Okay, so...
The textbook definition of supporter is an adherent, follower, backer, or advocate. Mm-hmm. And
like a fan, just to throw that in there. Somewhere like a fan. Go for it. Go ahead.
Yeah. But a groupie, the textbook definition of groupie is an ardent fan of a celebrity or a particular activity. Which I think this definition is a little wrong, but I mean, we can just roll with it for right now and get into it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like a supporter is looked at as a groupie by a hater of whatever the supporter has going on. The supported has going on.
The shit we talked about before is basically like if you give anybody any type of acknowledgement, dick props, ride. Then it's considered dick riding, right?
Yeah, especially like that's just like if Shy is fucking making Christmas pies, mm-hmm. and I'm supporting Shy, you know, posting her shit, whatever, whatever. Go get Shy's pies, mm-hmm. whatever, whatever. Pies. Because you don't like Shy. Love you looking at me shit. Like right. a groupie, like yeah. I'm dick riding Shy's pies, even though I'm really, Shy is really just my friend, and I'm trying to support what she has going on so that she can be successful.
So in real life, not in just hood terminology, what is that fine line between being a supporter or a fan or a groupie? Because we know that, let's just say, for instance, someone comes up to us and says, man, I fuck with y'all, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with y'all, you know what I'm saying? We like, oh, love, salute, you know what I'm saying? Mutual love, but then they kind of keep going and they kind of keep pushing the energy and we like...
Well, I don't know because I'm a groupie for all my friends. Like, if I love you and I care about you and you got some shit going on... But that's your friends. I'm talking about
people you don't know.
But I mean, even like...
Groupies generally don't know the people that they're groupies
for. I thought a groupie was like...
Excessive.
Yeah,
excessive,
I thought a groupie. I thought when you talk about groupie and artists, right? I thought a groupie was like the women that's like standing at the hotels, like really following you, trying to like, yeah, trying to throw them bodies, their body on you just because of
who you
are. But
it's men
that
do that
too. It is. So we can say men and women. Yeah. So whoever just going over and beyond to figure out your schedule to make sure they there to like push themselves on you.
I guess to determine whether or not it's groupieism, you have to look at the intent of the person.
Yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense.
When somebody walk up right now and they got Big Facts tattoos and our names tatted on them, what is that? That's just a strong supporter?
That's a stan.
Stan, absolutely.
Is a stan a groupie?
Yeah.
No, a stan. A stan.
Stan was a groupie.
So a stan is a groupie. So I'm saying if they walk up and they got...
No, a stan is a diehard fan.
But if they got Big Facts and our names tatted on them, we don't know them. What are they?
That's a fan.
That's
that ain't
a diehard
groupie.
Fan. That's a
but
stan.
You can't never say what one of the episodes might have did for that person.
Yeah, that's a fan.
But if you excessively keep coming up here, if you come up here and show us one time, cool, bro, we'll explain what y'all did, cool, and leave it at that, that's fine. But we see your ass downstairs every day, and you trying to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You overly, you on some group of shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what we want... So
but some people don't look at that as that, though.
We do live shows. Wouldn't we want a super fan to be Big Facts Apparel on the front row, always buy a ticket,
for
even
sure.
if we went state to state?
That's a fan.
That's a fan?
That's a fan.
That's a supporter.
That's a supporter.
What I'm saying is, when does it... Because I know in the hood, like,
when
every day...
you running behind a nigga car and all that shit, you at a nigga hotel, and...
Okay.
That's when you become a group.
Basically, when the people... become uncomfortable is probably some
yes
groupies. Yeah
yes. yeah
yeah
but some niggas like groupies
or like if a ego. Yeah if a fan trying to like grab y'all and kiss on y'all that's a groupie
yes now
that's
getting,
groupie like girl back up you don't know these people
right
to even feel like you could do that I think that's more so groupie
so off the rip groupie is also people
but
who,
then but ho
what's up
because what about okay does it depend on how big the person is as to whether or not they're deemed a groupie? Because what if a fan like ran up to Michael Jackson and tried to kiss Michael Jackson?
Is that a groupie, or is that
like an overzealous fan?
Groupie. Because people still have boundaries. Like for you to feel like you know a person that much to just go up to him and put your lips around them, you on some groupie shit. Like
crying when you see people that's groupie shit.
But you don't know what they music.
Y'all don't know.
That might have touched them.
I know, but you know what I'm saying, though, bro.
I know you said crying on some bullshit. But somebody could walk up to you and be teared up one day.
But
like,
you're going to tell me why.
Right, exactly.
You can't tell me why.
Right.
Just because I'm who I am,
yeah,
that's a groupie. But if you saying, bro, when you said this or you said this in this song, bro, this is how this make me feel.
But what if they're so touched that they're not able to get out the why? And they're just so overcome with emotion to like
have a groupie moment.
Yeah,
I think
yeah, that's some groupie shit.
Yeah, but some groupies like they don't even really care about the person; they just know you famous. Like
that's
you just famous.
That's famous, and you got money.
You killed it.
I'm drawn to you because and they don't really have a substance on why they fuck with a person.
Yeah, it's a difference when so I take that back because the motherfucker can cry because you can be untouched and they actually see you in the flesh. But like you said. A group is a motherfucker who would do that to anybody that's famous. Like,
yeah.
You seen people like that?
Professional groupies.
Yeah, like, yeah. How you always in the mix of everybody?
Like everybody's section.
With the rappers.
This yeah, your
but you
done
snuck in. These folks don't even know you. Yeah. And ain't recognizing you, but you some kind of way sneak your ass right there and be standing on the sofa too.
Every time.
And they be within like, picture distance.
Yeah, everybody looking picture. Like... Who is this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a groupie.
That's a groupie. Mm-hmm.
A groupie, a groupie, to me, a groupie and like a wedding crasher are the same shit. Because it's like...
They just crazy.
No, but it's the same.
I feel
kinda,
like...
Kind of, but I feel like wedding crashers do that shit because they just want to do that shit. Groupies do that shit because... Hey, I'm just trying to...
They're trying to get some unknown
y'all talking about like if
it.
Somebody crash a wedding when they say like...
They don't know them. People
like how you get dressed up and go like to somebody's wedding and just blend in with the people. That. I wanted to do that.
You got a lot of niggas that be grouping for purposes too.
Yeah.
Like niggas be a groupie of you trying to clout chase.
Or ride your wave.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so now if I get in the picture with such and such, I can show fans that I'm important too.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? That's some groupie shit too.
Yeah.
That's some super duper groupie shit.
You know what I'm saying? If I can say, if I can name drop, anytime you always see a motherfucker saying, me and such and such, or I was with such and such, that's groupie shit.
Yeah. Mm.
No matter how you look at it, how you cut it, how niggas try to, I fuck with them. You don't really fuck with them. You always, every time you want a happy birthday, motherfucker, they never happy birthday you. You, Derek, daddy, you got to, the energy has to be reciprocated, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It has to be transferable back from me to you. That's what make us friends.
Yeah.
Right.
If you doing overly doing shit for me and I'm never doing nothing for you, you on my D.
It's like the people on Instagram that always be on some my brother, my sister shit. That motherfucker do not know you.
If you saying I'm your brother and your sister too, we're supporters of each other.
No, I'm saying, but like, it's never reciprocated.
Yeah, groupie.
What about those people that like, you invite somewhere, and every time they somewhere with you, they got to be like, come on, let's get in the picture. Like, is that a...
Well, you invited them.
That's a clout chaser, too, though.
Yeah, it's clout, but you invited
them. That's a clout chaser. Some people just feel
some
like
people always...
it makes me important to be next to you.
Yeah.
That's borderline group of shit, too.
Yeah. But like we said, it's working they move. We said that.
That's what I'm saying. So it's borderline if
it's
working.
Two things can be true, though. How do you handle that when it's somebody that you kind of love?
What you mean?
How do you handle somebody
do they
that,
love you?
That you care about? Nah, they definitely love you, but it's somebody that you care about, but they're always doing this or always trying to, like, take a picture or always trying to, like, get a video or, you know what I'm saying?
Just
like
my group ad buddy.
Or telling them.
Because that shit don't have, that's just like somebody with a drug disease. That shit don't have a face on it. It's going to be people around us that's going to be the same way. Like, damn, why you just do that? But I don't know why you doing that.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
We can't say what a groupie is, bro.
But I'm just saying if
I love my mind. The bottom line, how
but if they fuck
come,
with you the same, it's different.
Yeah.
It's different.
Especially
it's different
if they
than,
got invited, though. If someone gets invited to the party, they've been invited for a reason.
But you can have an open invitation. I'm not saying people that knows people and always that's easily accessible. I'm talking about the motherfuckers you know, like, how you get in here?
Right.
It is a lot.
And you overly doing it when you get in here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ain't getting in just, you know what I'm saying? You got them trying to rap in niggas' ear and just all that different. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, doing shit that it ain't even the occasion for that.
You're making the scene, you're making the situation uncomfortable. Again, back to uncomfortable.
Yes, bro.
You're making us all
get your mans type shit.
Yeah, trying to introduce people to people that they already know.
Laughing at shit that ain't funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's how you move when you're not really used to being in them type of rooms, though. Like, nigga, he ain't got no decorum on how you supposed to act in that situation.
Yeah, it's a certain decorum when you were, like, on thin ice in a room. Like, you have to understand that, like, you speak when spoken to. You don't try to take a whole bunch of pictures and shit. If you really not supposed to be in here,
and everybody
you got to chill before you get ejected.
And everybody not trying to network when you at these events. Niggas be thinking when they get in the room, it's their time.
Nobody trying to network.
That's P. I'm about to rap for P. P don't want to hear you rap, nigga. Niggas be thinking that.
But what if I never see P again?
Yeah, nah. Hey, you got work your mood.
Sometimes they going with your mood now. There's a difference if I push up on you and try to go with my move and then you looking like, nah, then that mean don't overly assist. But nigga be like, shit, because I done been in that position before where nigga might say some shit and I be looking like, nah, at first, but then I be like, nah, this shit hard. Let me hit it. You get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, sometimes your mood can go through for you.
It can.
You gotta work if you don't cop, it depends on the moment. Like, if we right here and I'm walking to the drink machine or something, you standing by the drink machine just so happen with your shit playing.
Yeah.
That's your move.
That's your move.
Yeah.
But if you hunt me down, hey, when you get a chance, let me holler at you, brother. When you, now you on my dick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real so, shit. But if you catch me on a, what you call it? When you catch me on a walk pass, on a move, like you caught me.
In passing.
Yeah, in passing. That's what I'm trying to say, Jay.
Yeah.
You catch me in passing and you fuck around and get my attention, that's networking.
Yeah. But it depends on the type of event, too, though.
I don't give a fuck what the event is.
So basically, I'm sorry.
It depends on the motion. It depends on the
moment.
The moment.
So basically, you're saying the niggas' moves could turn out to be a mind changer.
A game changer?
I think
like,
it go
could
back.
Change a nigga's mind yes. as to what they're doing.
That's how a lot of people get on, too, though.
Yeah.
It go
a lot of people get on through that.
Our big fans, Bobby, when we say networking versus neck working, right? So you networking, you're supposed to network.
But what I'm saying is, if I could plot my move. Just say, Benz, if I say, if I see, we sit here and I see goddamn Kodak walking towards the elevator, and I know I want to be on his radio show. Mm. I'm going to try to get on the elevator with him.
Yeah.
Bro, you Kodak, ain't you?
Yeah.
Woo. I done set my stage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see that, yeah.
Khaled did that with Jay-Z. He bought an apartment next door.
And at the end of the day, he got the verse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we can't say that there's no group shit. That's that's what you call when you stand, that's consistency.
When you have the means to be able to do certain shit, it's no longer groupie shit, it's persistence.
What makes it groupie shit if you just want to talk to me and you don't have a motive.
Yeah. You don't have a plan.
Yeah. You don't have nothing. You just want to know me for nothing. Mm-hmm. Now, if I get on the elevator and be like, bro, what'd it take to get on your whoop-de-whoop? I got your undivided attention. You can tell me, like, holler at such and such, shoot me off, whatever. Or you can admire that I caught you at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if I see you talking to the people and woo and I'm, hey, man, can I holler at you when you're done? And all that old shit, I'm fucking up my mood. Mm-hmm.
So you got to make it organic.
Yes.
Okay. That make a lot more sense.
And then you may gain a supporter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas can, like, bruh, niggas be DMing me, right? And I be reading the motherfuckers. I ain't gonna lie. You say the right shit, I'm opening it, follow you, and what's up, bruh? Ooh, Simmons and Chloe, whatever. If you say the right shit.
Yeah.
If you start your shit off, bruh, this ain't no group of shit. Yes, it is.
Right.
If it ain't, you ain't even gotta say it.
Right.
Yeah.
If it ain't, you ain't even gotta say it. Just be like, I fuck with you. You know how some niggas just be, I fuck with you, bruh. Straight up. However it go, I fuck with you. And just leave it at that. That's support.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you right.
I fuck with you, bro. Whatever. And then, nigga, I'm liking your picture. I'm gonna let you know I fuck with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I ain't all in your shit on your regular page. Hey, check your DM. And all that old shit. I ain't doing that.
I hate that.
Oh, the nigga just DM you. Yo, let's work. I don't know what let's work mean.
Shit, I can't say that's no group of shit. I can't say that's no group of shit.
Man, I used to shoot my shot all the time.
I can't say that's group of shit.
I'm just saying get to the point.
What's the point? I gotta get your attention first.
Yeah.
You get the attention when you send a message. If you say less work, I don't know what that means.
I mean, it could be some bullshit.
It could be you asking for a favor. That's not gonna benefit me.
Work,
you saying less work, so like you're saying like, okay, you saying less work, but what the fuck do you do?
What yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get
whatever
what you're
saying. Need me to do, because I know what you do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If I hit you and say let's work, that means I want to work with whatever you got going on.
Right. Let's work.
That means let me come intern at the radio station.
Let's work for a lot of these niggas. Sometimes mean, hey, play my music. How can I get my music going?
Yeah, that ain't. But you.
That's not it.
You still got to shoot your shot.
That is work.
I won't be mad at the shot.
That's work for who? For him. If I get you to play my music on the radio, nigga, I just put in work.
Yeah. His workday consists of what you do for yourself today, bro. I DM 150 niggas. Let's work.
That's work.
And two of them hit back. that's they working.
Let me say this. That shit really does work because that's how I got to Scream. That's really how I got to Scream. I was ready to move back home. I was hitting up my homegirl like, I'm ready to move back home. Ain't nobody trying to pay for my photography and all that. She sent me like 15, 20 people to hit up for photography. Everybody I hit up, nobody answered. The last person she sent me was Scream. I finally hit Scream up. That nigga hit me back up. Let's work. Like, so it worked.
So what did you send to him?
I said, I heard you was looking for a photographer.
That's not less work.
It's the same shit.
That's specific. Like, I heard you was looking for a photographer, which means that I heard you were looking for a specific need to get filled. If she just hit you and said, let's work,
I probably would not have replied. Oh, yeah. She did identify.
But if it
wouldn't click on her page. I did click on her page.
Her
photography was good, and then I replied.
But if I said, let's work.
After you hold
on. If I said, let's work, and you check my page, and all I got on there is what I do.
I'm probably not going to check the page on no less work shit, though. I'm just saying to me, keep it real.
Okay, same.
Especially if it's less work and all your shit is just like, if some people say less work and they page blank, like, that's the worst thing you could do with somebody in the industry, because your IG is damn near your resume now.
Nah, that's an idiot, bro. If I hit a nigga from my page, Big Bank, bro, that's how I be getting most of these niggas on the podcast. Bro.
Yeah.
They look at it, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You want to come on the podcast? Nigga be like, boy, hell yeah, I've been waiting on this text. You get what I'm saying? I ain't got to say, hey, man, how you doing? I'm Big Bank with Big Facts Podcast. Do you want to do this? I'm not going to say all that. You know what I do.
Because they know.
But they know.
Yeah, you got motion.
No,
he's saying if they ain't got no motion, they ain't got nothing, and they hit you up on some, like, less work, he like, what the fuck is this? What we supposed to do? I don't know what you do.
But if you go on my page and see my shit hard, then you know what I'm talking about. Nigga, you a radio nigga. Hey, play my shit. Nigga, let work.
You gotta
start.
It's a leap to get from Let's Work to start to making me want to look at your page from Let's Work.
But I get what I guarantee, if a nigga got Let's Work on it, he already. If you go back, scroll down, nigga already got all kind of shit he been telling you. That Let's Work was just goddamn. I'm finna hit my last time hitting that fuck nigga.
Right.
That's how that shit go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've been saying this shit since because it's people from 2000, like big rapper that's big now.
Mm-hmm.
When I finally, like, they finally come on our show or something, then I start following, I'll be like, damn, that nigga hit me back in 2017. You get what I'm saying? Like, that shit be crazy.
And all well wishes and shit.
Then
finally they became.
Yeah, exactly.
But it wasn't even ignored, because, you know, at first on Instagram, you couldn't see it. Like, the people that, like, you weren't following or that didn't have access to you or whatever.
Unless you follow them. Once, that's what I'm saying. Like, they be people that come on our show. They ass on the other side of my shit with blue checks and all that. And then, once they come on the show, I start trying to get familiar. When I go to their page, then, you know, I go check my message. I be like, damn, that nigga been hit me up 3-4 times. Yeah. Fuck with your OG, woo. But leave it at that.
Yeah.
So when I see them in person, they never say nothing about it.
Yeah. That's happened to me before.
But it be
that
like, damn.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll be feeling like, I'll be kind of feeling bad about it. Like,
me too.
I hope you don't think I saw that shit and just ignored you.
I really didn't see it.
You can't reply to converse with everybody. That's just
reality.
I be trying, though.
Because as soon as your ass, they see that scene, they're going to respond with some more shit. They said they need answers. About what?
When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangster rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangster rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Flippy.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Flippy and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Flippy and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But see, I done fucked up too like that. Like, I done tried to keep it real and respond to some shit, and then...
And they put you in some shit.
Yeah, like...
Now they going too far.
Yeah, and then it's
now
like...
Now they asking for too much.
Yeah,
bro, I want to get on big. Bro, you know you're not getting on big.
True supporters is rare, though, these days.
Yeah, true supporters, fans, that type of shit. How they used to be is rare, right?
Yeah, because a lot of times now people support you because they want something back.
Can you say a person is your friend, right? And say, Vincent, big facts. Mm-hmm. They say they don't watch Big Facts because they don't fuck with me, but she your friend.
Can you say that they your friend?
Yeah, can you feel like she's your friend or he's your friend?
If they don't support Big Facts because they don't fuck with you.
No, that's a damn good
question. They don't fuck with me, but they fuck with Screen. Like, you saying, you my main man. Yeah. Like, this is my brother.
That's not your friend.
I don't think so.
That's not your friend.
Not true friend. Because if it was the other way around, I wouldn't let that interfere with me supporting you.
Yeah, because then you could still watch it and then just scream and talk shit about you. If you don't fuck with that person. You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't stop you from watching.
It should stop from supporting.
Yeah, supporting.
I was thinking about what would I do? Like, I wouldn't let that stop me from supporting.
I would still support, like, regardless, because at the end of the day, this is your shit too. Mm-hmm. And this is something that you have going on. And if this is successful, if this blows up, then you're going to blow up regardless of who else is on it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to help it blow up.
That's what I'm saying.
Might not at the nigga, or, you know what I'm saying? I might just at you and leave it at that when I repost all the shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm still going to make sure that I can do whatever I can do to help you blow up.
Yeah.
Right.
But I ain't going to push the issue and try to make you. I'm just going to know that you're not. Your friendship.
That's not even
gonna
be
going
a topic of the discussion.
That ain't nothing. We all know what's going on, but what I'm saying is, could you respect your friend if
they said I don't watch this because
Rip,
he's on
just
this.
Say Rip.
Yeah.
We just use Rip. Been brothers all these years.
Right.
And Rip had a problem with anybody here, shouts out to Rip. Rip my dog.
Absolutely.
And Rip had a problem with anybody here, but he'd be like, I don't watch that shit because I ain't gonna repost, I ain't gonna do nothing. I don't see it. I'm blind to it.
Right.
How would you feel like Rip is your family?
Yeah, that'll be tough because I'm saying I would support him if he was doing the same thing and it was somebody that I didn't care for.
Because you would look at it like, I'm only watching it because of you.
This is my nigga.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
now, it might be a little different with Because I had this going. I might be a little different with events. I might be like, man, I ain't coming to that shit because I don't want to be around. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's a little different because now you might have to put yourself in a situation.
Who I gonna be there?
Exactly. If it's
that's cool, that's cool. But guess what? If you had an event, mm-hmm. if y'all had an event, Big Facts had an event, and I didn't fuck with Jay, mm-hmm. and I know this shit went well, I might not say shit to her, but I'm gonna call you the next day, be like,
oh yeah,
but y'all showed out
for sure. Yeah, no,
I fuck
hell
with
yeah.
your screen. You
I'm, talking
just
about
that.
I'm talking about I attending.
Oh no, I may yeah. not come.
Right,
but you gonna know. You gonna know that I. See what you're doing. You my friend.
Yeah, for right, sure. Yeah, right. You got to do that.
You my friend. You my friend. So yeah. I got to make sure you know, like,
yeah,
great job, friend.
Exactly.
Regardless of what.
For sure.
Yeah.
Your better pussy, though. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Yeah. I still right. be on what I'm on.
Right.
Yeah. But that shit don't, and that shit going up, I fuck with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like she said, talk shit about the other
yeah,
person.
Yeah, I can't get in my feelings with something that was, like she said, going to help you win. I'm in my feelings about it. How? Mm-hmm. That mean I don't fuck with you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, I only fuck with you when it's convenient for me. A lot of people only fuck with people when it's convenient for them. Mm-hmm. And if they go fuck, like, if that person make them uncomfortable with their situation, whatever they got on going on, they won't fuck with them, if that makes any sense. Like, I'll fuck with you as long as everything that we got going on is going the way that I plan on it to go, you know what I'm saying? We on a straight path. But if you go fuck with somebody else that I don't even fuck with, now I'm kind of like eerie with you, so I'm acting weird towards it. A lot of people do that. They only fuck with you if you fuck with them, and if you fuck with them the way they want to be fucked with.
Exactly.
Yeah. Soon you do some other shit, they feel like, oh, you friends with that person? We ain't friends no more. And that shit weird to me too. Mm-hmm. So to me, I just feel like people need to just like accept people for who they are and not who they want them to be.
Facts.
Bars.
Yeah. In fact,
Bars from Jones.
I just feel like I don't give a damn who you go do shows or whatever with. If you doing it, or if you doing it, if you doing it, if you doing it, I'm going to call and get my partners. I'm going to do all of this. I don't give a fuck if it's going to help this person. Mm. It's going to help you too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing with people. Like, people be like, envious. People be in the ship and people be in the boat. And people will poke a hole in the boat to make the boat sink just to make sure that this other person doesn't win, not realizing that if this mm-hmm. nigga fails, he's on the boat with you, so both of y'all are going
to
sink.
Just cut your nose off to spite your face.
Toxic. Mm-hmm. Very toxic.
That should be crazy. Like, you don't want this nigga to win so bad that you're going to sink yourself, too.
Niggas will sink your friend, not yourself, because you outside of the... Put ourselves on the outside of the equation. Mm-hmm. It's just y'all, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You my friend... I don't fuck with her. Mm-hmm. How the fuck I'm going to say I don't want to see y'all win if right. I want to see you win?
Because you're part of... My friend is part of the...
Exactly. Equation. So however it goes, I got to still, in my heart, want to see you win if you're my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I don't... If I want to say, I hope your foundation go up, but I don't want that big fat shit to do shit.
Damn.
Right. That's, don't make sense.
Like, damn. I'm just saying. Yeah. That's some sucker shit.
Yeah.
He's cold.
What about when you have friends? Because this happened with like one of my friends and her other friend. Well, they had a situation to where one was having a business. Well, she had two different businesses. And then the other girl was like, well, I'll support this business, but I'm not going to support this business.
That's not her friend.
Why is it not true? It's just not all the way genuine.
Mm. But you can't say that, though. If ain't no another person involved, if I don't believe in something, I don't believe in.
Oh, you're just
like, if you had two different things, if you had Jada Cakes and Jada Pie, and the pie ain't Nash to me, I ain't finna recommend them motherfuckers.
That's what you saying.
I fuck with these Jada
like,
Cakes,
had
though.
Two different businesses.
But I ain't even finna bad mouth it either, but I ain't finna trick nobody with these Nash to have pies.
And put that on my face like I'm vouching for
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I ain't finna do that.
Right. Yeah. So like, no, if you have, like, two different businesses.
And I'm gonna tell you them pie Nash. Like, them ain't really it.
But what if it ain't even nothing like that? It's just two different businesses. Like, I got two different businesses, but one of them is similar to something that I got going on. That's like if Jay...
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, like...
That's
like,
that's
look,
that
like if Jay...
That's
yeah, that's like Jay got the Jada Cakes. Jay got the Jada Cakes. Scream just put me on Shy Pies, but Jay also got Jay's shoes. I support them shoes. I'm telling everybody about the shoes, but I'm like, Jay, I can't
say that's related. That's kind of competition, though. That's kind of competition.
But restaurant owners fuck with other restaurants.
Yeah, they do, but just... I ain't finna goddamn be on putting Jay Cakes on my pie page. I'm trying to say these pies.
But you ain't gonna...
Yeah.
If the pie is good, I might eat some, but
I'm... not saying a rapper can't fuck with another rapper.
They don't. For real.
They might put their album up. They might put their album up and they drop the same day.
I'm going to put it up, but I don't want your shit to do more than mine.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's competition. Yeah, that.
That's just how it goes, yeah. Right? When it's competitive, I can kind of somewhat see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it's kind of competitive, if he sold shoes, I sold shoes. Mm-hmm. I want to show my shoes.
What if you know your shoes is it, though? Like, I don't even care. Because I know my shit is.
Hell yeah, I'm going to help him. But if our shit neck and neck,
right?
Why won't my shoes right next to mine?
I feel like that's dealing with two people that are just comrades or associates. She said friend.
That changes the game.
Me and Jay both get our nails done.
Me and Jay both get our nails done. I do all the little funky things. She got her yellow shit, right? And she decides she want to have a yellow nail polish. And she tell me, and I'm like, well, Jay, I be getting my nails done. I can't support that yellow polish.
Yeah, that's hate.
I feel like that's slick hate. But you telling them too, though.
You telling them, but they tell you.
They're just saying, I'm that type of person.
This is the reason why.
But and that should make you, like, reevaluate.
Not necessarily.
That's real.
She telling you real, though.
That's real, though. Like, Jay, I ain't going to support that because we got the same shit. I love you. I hope your shit be successful. May the best bitch win.
Ooh.
That's different.
But see, what if that conversation isn't had and it's just, like, some shit, like, okay. Because, see, like, with me... I can honestly say, like, in real life, I don't give a fuck. Like, you could have the same fucking eyeballs I got. If you trying to sell your eyeballs or donate your eyeballs or whatever, hey, my friend over here is trying to donate her eyeballs. Y'all go check her eyeballs out. They're the best eyeballs in the city.
Blah, 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 whatever.
Like, I don't give a fuck.
But
like,
your eyeball got to be selling, too. If your eyeballs ain't selling, what the fuck is you look like being a commercial for another nigga eyeballs and your shit ain't selling?
But if it's my friend, like, I'm not finna goddamn advocate for her eyeballs. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So I'm gonna wake up every day and be your PR person and my shit ain't selling.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So,
I'm definitely gonna maybe like once a week, hey, Shy got these eyeballs. She's still trying to get them off. Whatever.
You must acknowledge your friend.
Another example, like what I do, like with radio, I got people who got the same time slot as me. We're best friends. We're cool. I'm not about to tell people to listen to you instead of listening to me.
Thank you.
Yes, that's direct competition.
But see, that's the difference, though.
That's where I'm coming from with it.
That's direct competition. That's like a time thing. Like
two rappers is direct competition.
What I'm saying is a nigga on the radio has to get ratings for this specific time slot.
And the rapper got to get them streams.
Exactly.
But I'm saying you can get streams, but like...
Niggas ain't streaming like everybody. Only number one album that week.
When Drake and 21 dropped, shit, niggas listening to Drake and 21. Good folk got out them folk way.
Hey.
Out of respect. Hey. Go ahead and drop them folk album. We ain't dropping yet.
I don't want to be number two. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't even going to drop the second week because they probably going to own the second week, too, so we're going to push this shit back.
That's a way to look at it, too, with the eyeballs conversations. If you know your eyeballs ain't what the other eyeballs is, why are you competing with your friend? Maybe you should be doing something else, like a remix of that, something else.
But is it compete if both of y'all had the same passions, though? Like, I don't think it's fully complete. Are y'all selling to the same people? But just think about it. Everybody start clothing lines all day. Mm. Everybody got a clothing line, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, Jay can have a clothing line, I can have my clothing line. It ain't necessarily us competing with each other.
The difference is, though...
We both just trying to get money.
I can go into a store and buy your hoodie and your hoodie. That's not direct competition.
Exactly.
That's just in the same field.
Yes.
But... when it comes to like rap shit and radio shit and other shit.
That's competition. But even with that,
Shy's selling hoodies and we both selling hoodies at the same time, I'm still going to fucking go up with her shit. Go support.
It's a community.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
We salute other podcasts and shit.
Bro,
they
I ain't tripping
us,
if 10 niggas buy her hoodie over mine. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Because we're all going to be successful.
I feel like... When you have a genuine heart and you come from a genuine place and you try to help people, the universe is going to make sure that whatever it is that you're doing will eventually be successful also. It's not like, okay, I'm going to shy away from this or I'm not going to post this because of she's doing the same shit that I am or like I don't want her to win or whatever. Like, fuck it. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, we're all doing this shit. And yeah, like Black said, may the best bitch win. But hopefully, both of us bitches can win. You know what I'm saying? Like
a little collab.
Yeah, like anything. Like, but I don't know, man. People be when it comes to shit like that. Like sometimes, like niggas get weird. Like,
but I feel like to me, because my circle small anyway. So if you my friend and you doing some shit that I'm doing, hell yeah, I'm gonna support it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't give no fuck about that. But if you ain't my friend, and why the fuck am I finna go over-advocate for your shit? Now, if I meet you and we cool, yeah, yeah, I like it. I like it. Yeah. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
I don't give a fuck if it's a podcast, if it's a show, whatever it is. If I like it, I like it.
Right.
I can't turn into no hater because you're doing the same thing I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's impossible.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I DM goddamn Inky, goddamn Wallow, hit these niggas every other day, bro. Your shit dope, bro. Your shit dope, bro. Because I get inspiration from these niggas.
Yeah.
So right. I'd be a real hater not to say that.
And, right. a lot of times, like, we may not be pitching to the same people. Like, shit, I know Big Facts, the people that watch Big Facts probably not going to be the same people that watch Big Homie's House. It's people that watch Poor Minds that may not watch Big Facts. But shit, I'm going to promote all this shit. You feel me? I'm going to promote all this shit because I want to see everybody win.
But I just feel like everybody got a unique presence. So, Drink Champs can't do what we do. We can't do what Drink Champs do.
Yeah.
$1 million name don't do what we do. We don't do what they do. So if we sit around saying like, I don't fuck with this podcast because they got a podcast, you just hate them.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Facts.
Because everybody doing something different.
Because even though we're all doing the same shit, we're not doing it all the same way.
Exactly. It's a whole bunch. Yeah. It's a whole bunch of difference. Like them folk got down, put that shit up there like they got that money. Boy, I'm so happy because y'all just set the tone.
Yes. Yeah. Open the door.
Like they need to give another nigga, get somebody else more.
Yeah.
So when it's our turn,
we
y'all know what they just gave them for.
Yeah,
it's just like a quarterback that's know he finna come out next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He want this quarterback this year that came and went number one to get the most money he can get. So now I already know what to negotiate. What y'all getting?
You know what the ceiling is.
Y'all already know what y'all getting. Y'all can't tell me that ain't because I got the same stats or better. I got this, I got that. Pay me.
Yes.
It what y'all just gave, but he just set the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All that makes sense. But I got a question. What about, I know we used to go through this in our, when we were younger a lot, right? When you have people that's like, oh, you a copycat. Because I know girl, being a girl and having girlfriends, you deal with that a lot. Like if I start a lash company, right? My lash company, all right. And then my homegirl come and she tell me like, oh, I'm going to start a lash company. I may go to jail like, damn, that bitch always trying to do what I do. Like, what about those type of people? Because there's people that do that and they go through that all the time.
But people get inspiration from somewhere. You could have inspired that person.
Exactly. But some women or some people, I'm not just going to say women, some people don't see it as, oh, you inspiring that person.
They insecure.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
They fighting their own insecurities.
Yeah, yeah. You should be flattered that you inspire somebody. That means your shit gotta be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't inspire somebody else to do the same shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know we used to deal with that a lot, like back in the day.
Like so many niggas be hitting me up, like, bro, you make a nigga feel like, boy, a nigga can do a podcast. And these niggas actually be doing them after.
Yeah.
Ah, shit. Mm-hmm. But I be the first advocate for these niggas because I know niggas, bro, we probably think, we would never thought we'd be sitting around just talking and this shit is paying a nigga bills.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Never. So I'm trying to wake niggas up. I've been trying to get niggas that ain't thought about, bro, telling you, do one for you, the first nigga in your city, do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Telling you, do it, because this shit finna be something different. Finna be like the music game.
Mm-hmm.
They getting away motherfucking basketball contract numbers and shit for this shit now.
Yeah.
Like, don't get it fucked up. Whole time, like, shout to my nigga Parlay. He going up.
In apartment, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They going up in the apartment. Like, and every time I see my baba, he be like, boy, this shit going up. Because everybody gonna embrace you. Because he coming in as, how y'all do this? Or how you do that? Mm-hmm. And then when he go learn something somewhere else, he shooting me like, nah, you can't cuss in the first 10 seconds.
Learn.
You got this, you got that. You get what I'm saying? That's shifting game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Building. That's what you're supposed to be, shit Jade is talking about too. Just building. It's enough for everybody. It can't just be one apartment complex.
Yeah.
The apartment complex next door, the people that own that shit, they know each other. And they going to go do another one. Or do some other shit. Do some condos or some houses. So that shit is just building the community.
But
that's
the thing about it
do.
Is, what we were saying earlier, I wouldn't want to stand next to you doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Like.
When you say stand next to him, what you mean?
Like, we record at the same place.
Oh, yeah.
We doing the same. Oh, we use the same graphic designers. We doing this. No, do your shit totally different. I do mine totally different. We do the same thing, but not the same way.
Right. Yeah. Now that's when it can get annoying.
Yeah. You gotta have some type of individuality.
Yeah, we do the same thing, but not the same way. So I can always support exactly what you do because it ain't what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I see you trying to be me.
But what if they saying you the one leaving the blueprint?
But don't be me, exactly me.
Right.
Take what I do and do it your way.
Change the color on the print.
Remix it.
Remix it. Yeah, take what I do and remix it.
Remix it.
A lot of people, you know, a lot of people don't have that creative brain, yeah, so they just look at shit and be like, okay, I need to mimic that, and that's the way you do it.
But
because in school,
works.
If you think about it, in school, that's what school taught us. Like, you learn from the experts, do what the experts did, and you become an expert. So a lot of people, they don't even look at it as them dick riding or copying. They just think that they're following the blueprint.
They're following the blueprint. But you can never become an innovator or trendsetter that way. If you just... You should look at the blueprint and just know how it look for sure. But you gotta flip that shit to be.
Yeah, in order for you to be different, and in order for you to stand out, you have to break the mold. Mm.
Every nigga that come out sound like another nigga. They might catch a little quick song, and then they fade away.
Mm-hmm.
Cause Buddy still right here being himself.
Mm. Designer.
Damn, I was thinking the same person.
Yeah, he ain't gonna. Yeah,
I was thinking the same person.
That's what I feel like.
He was fearful as
a new rapper. That's probably the worst thing you want to hear. Damn, bro, you sound just like.
I saw that nigga online. That nigga looked like It the Clown.
Oh, he said he wanted to do a versus or some shit, right?
Yeah, with Lil Man. Come on, dog.
Everybody who come out already, they self gonna stay they self. When you come out, sound like somebody like that dude. They had that time like supposed to sound like Tupac. Yeah, I remember.
They had a couple of them.
Yeah, a couple of them.
He sounded
just like, I know what you're talking about.
Crazy. You signed to No Limit.
Yeah.
Like, this shit worked for the first
30 days.
But we already got him. We already got the person that you supposed to be like. Like, it was a white dude that came out. Oh, yeah, he sounds just like Baby. We already got Baby. Why we need another person that sounds just like Lil Baby?
A white Baby.
But that country white nigga that sound like Baby... Could have took off. I don't know what happened.
Oh, you talking about the one that was rapping at the farm?
He don't sound like Baby. He just was rapping on their song. He don't sound like them, though.
You talking about the one that was rapping?
I know you talking about. Yeah.
He was rapping on the farm and
he
stuff?
Hard.
Yeah, he too hard.
Yeah. He don't sound like them. He sound like himself. He just using their beats. Yeah, he just using their beats.
Shout out to him.
Nah, you can't be nobody else, bro. I can see you getting inspired and you kind of remind me. It's similar, but it ain't the same. Like, you got some people that'll come out you.
Yeah.
That never worked.
Not long term.
You can come out and get inspired by a person and be like, okay, I see similarities in him.
Yeah.
But he ain't him.
Yeah.
Because Wayne got a lot of people that's similar to him. They probably took certain things from him and became and put they shit on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Inspiration.
Yeah, that ain't the same thing. They still them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like when you take inspiration from somebody and use it as your personal motivation, you have to like insert some of your own qualities in there to like he said, remix it, or else it doesn't even make sense to get started.
And you gotta always pay homage to that person.
For sure.
That's the biggest part right there.
I think people let you do it and see if they see your ways if you pay homage, like, shit, bro, this who raised me.
If you acknowledge the fact that this is my daddy. Basically. But when you go on and on and on and act like...
You created this.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's when people kind of shun you away and don't really fuck with you.
How that work?
Go ahead, Shereen.
Now, how that work, though, when sometimes people take off on a whole nother level with this shit, though.
With your sweat?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. If you ain't already blew up...
Name an example.
If you ain't already blew up, like a lot of these niggas.
Yeah, locally, they have a little buzz... And then somebody will take that and...
Yes. That always happens.
We don't see it in Atlanta. We don't see it outside of
it
Atlanta.
It always happens. Like, a nigga sit around the studio with you, goddamn, downloading you. And fuck around, drop a hotter song with your swag. Like,
be out of here.
For real.
That shit happens.
A lot, like little guap. Little Jose Guapo.
School too.
School boy. A lot of these niggas downloaded a lot of these little niggas swagging.
Yep.
Pewing with it.
Mm.
Damn. That's real. They said they need Elsa's. About what? When
I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, yeah, because them boys been stars. And,
well, well,
and
thank with, you, ma'am.
With them, with that lingo.
Yeah.
Even Lil Flay.
Oh, God.
Like, niggas get his, get his lingo.
I just got to follow him, so yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why you can't go around these niggas when they in the booth with your swag, boy, being you. Nigga, download that shit and be you for the money.
Damn.
Like, nigga be wondering why nigga be caught. Where you at, bro? You ain't thought about why the nigga call you around, nigga. Why the nigga just being quiet while you talking? But nigga got your ass plugged up. Got a USB plugged up. Downloading your ass.
And then somebody gonna call you the copycat.
Mm. Yep.
Because
yep.
You still existing being you. And they'll copy they your like, whole shit. You yep. But they don't got bigger than you.
Yes.
What they say, not who did it first, who did it best. So
yeah, who ran it off. But so many niggas doing that. It's pathetic.
That shit fucked up.
They'll download your ad, boy, and leave you po. They won't even say, I got different buddy.
Yeah.
That's how that go, though.
Then who is that person in?
Who is what?
The person that's like
who did that?
Yeah.
Smart man.
Mm.
But he wouldn't be
you
like
playing with that what God gave you.
But that wouldn't make him like a groupie or something like that.
I feel like smart. But at the same time, if they don't,
yeah, that's a hacker.
So if somebody,
but I feel like if they do that, I feel like if they do that, they smart like Black said. But I feel like at the same time, if they don't like at least. Like you said, pay homage or acknowledge or, you know what I'm saying, shoot a nigga something or something. Like, I feel like that's some bitch shit, too. Like,
it's bitch shit, but it's still smart bitch ass shit. Yeah.
Because we said earlier that if a person is doing just that with a celebrity, they are considered a groupie. So can celebrities be groupies, too?
Yeah, celebrities are definitely
groupies. Yeah. Celebrities, groupies of people that surround them.
You can have a rapper that got $100 million be a group of a nigga with no money. Because I know his shit is really organic. That. So I'm finna put that in the booth.
Even outside of the rap shit, why do you think a lot of these athletes start trying to sell drugs after they've made it doing sports? Because these are the niggas that they want to emulate, and these are the niggas that they see doing this shit. So they feel like if I do this shit, then maybe I can finally be cool, even though I'm already made.
Yeah, but nah, you got groupies on both sides. Them vultures. That's what we call them.
A vultures.
Yeah, we get
the
them
celebrity
vultures.
Groupies are vultures.
They vultures, like because
they got
vultures.
The money to do it.
Yeah, they'll bring you around and drain you of your energy and use it on a bigger scale. That happens all the time. Like writers and shit, like these little writer dudes be writing and shit. Okay, you can be my writer. Once I get you in there and let you write a couple songs, and woo, I don't really need it, but I done download your cadence.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? I done downloaded this whole shit from you. I done got you here like, nah, go to something else. But I done got it. Now I know how to mimic it.
That's why whole projects be sounding like different people. Like, this was inspired by this writer, this wasn't this writer. Like, shit, yeah, that shit happened.
Yeah. So should you, this is kind of off the record, if you get that call and you a dope writer or artist and you got this flavor, should you go sit with that celebrity?
With a fee for sure. You gotta have a fee on
that. Come out of it with something.
Yeah,
that's why, bro.
I'm just going on group of shit, hanging out.
That's what niggas get caught up in.
That's what people get messed up
in. They get caught up on.
They be excited.
Yeah, be excited, being around niggas, being able to post and woo, woo, woo. That ain't gonna get you no dough. And nigga finna go make millions off of you being you.
Like, you gotta look at it like he called you for a reason because he knows what you're capable of. So go ahead and I'm gonna send my invoice.
Establish business.
Yeah,
establish that this is a business. Like, bro, I know what you're doing. You know I know what you're doing. We know what you're doing. And figure out something for this shit. I give you all this shit.
Right, it's for sale.
Yeah, this shit for sale because they ain't fucking with me with it.
But then a lot of people, they don't even know the business behind that shit. They just be excited that they got the call.
Yeah, that's going to be my next question. So, like, if a new artist come in the game with a hot-ass song, but this shit blow up so quick, they don't know their own power, but a big artist come in and be like, yeah, I want to hop on that shit. Is that groupie shit?
Nah, that's groupie.
But what if the song already big?
It's bigger now.
If the song bigger than the artist who originally put the shit out.
The song gonna be big.
If you hop on my shit, that's kind of hip.
But what did the boy say on the song? I hop on the song and make the label think I need you.
Yeah. Make the label think they need you.
Yeah. Oh, God. Like.
Yeah.
I should be, I don't know, man.
I know. Download your ass, boy. You. And then you got the other kind of niggas. The groupie gangster niggas.
Not the groupie gangster.
Oh, what's the groupie gangster niggas?
Please,
put them down.
Groupie gangster niggas is the niggas. The groupie gangster niggas is the niggas who want to be a nigga, but when you peek, bro, you ain't trying to run out on my shit. Now you want to beef with you. I want to beef with you because I'm mad that you don't want to let me be your groupie.
Or you called me out on it.
You caught me being a groupie-ass nigga. Now I'm mad at you.
Yeah, or when you called him out on it.
Yeah, now you fake hell, but you a Jay. I was Jay, goddamn.
That might be the worst.
I'm saying that might be the worst.
We ops because you in your feelings.
And then you got people can be in your circle, right? Knowing that I really can't be you around you. So I got to make a problem so I can go over here and be you.
Wait, say it again.
Oh, yeah.
Nah,
yeah.
Say that
one more time.
Yeah, speak it. On it.
You got niggas that can be in your circle that really want to be you.
Okay. Mm.
So I got to make a problem to get out from around you so I can be you over here.
And talking shit about
me standing beside you being you, it's going to be two of us.
So I got to go over here and be you part two.
And be your op.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's crazy. More toxicity.
Damn, people be doing it.
More cultural toxicity.
Niggas been doing that, man, since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
That shit.
Damn. That's fucked up.
Yeah,
that's cold.
Why they just won't be? I'm curious. Like, why rappers? Like, if I'm a new rapper, right, and my boy a rapper, like, why we won't fake be ops just so we both can blow up together? And then
somebody got to win.
Niggas do have.
I mean, I'm just saying.
In a situation like that, somebody got to win, and nobody wants to lose.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's gonna turn real. Then I'm gonna have to say some shit. I'm gonna have to say some true shit to hurt your feelings for the people to believe that we beefing.
And then when I hurt your feelings, then that shit really gonna turn into some other shit. Because my feelings are hurt. Now it's gonna go to gunplay.
Niggas do think beef will get them exposed now. Like, cause niggas come want to be talked to about beef.
But don't nobody give
a fuck about your beef.
Everybody ain't playing though. So when you do the fake beef and you do all the extra little shit, whatever, then I really take it there, then what?
That's because people ain't playing about their name and their character.
Who but the fuck is? But you ain't saying
people
or
ain't
not.
Playing like, about their name. Like,
but you can't even.
That's a cold one though, boy. Nigga got damn mad at you because you want to be you, boy. Like, now you a fucker, nigga being you too much. You being yourself too much, nigga. I want to be you. Fuck wrong with you, nigga. Let a nigga borrow that shit. You real, ain't you? Nigga had that little shit for the day. Now, nigga, you don't maxed it out. Damn, bro, let me finish being me for the rest of my life, bro.
They trying to end your life so they can be you.
Yeah, nah, for real. That's what envy is.
Damn.
I got to make a problem. That's just like anything. Like, people, just say business. If you grow apart from people, right? A person. Mm-hmm. It could be a relationship. It could be you and your wife. Say me and Shantae grow apart. And she go her way, I go my way. Mm-hmm. And people now asking her, why y'all not together no more? Or what happened? Mm-hmm. What you think she gonna say?
She should say we just grew apart.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, what, a person that's like, upset. If she's upset.
Oh, because they probably try to belittle you. Yeah, belittle you. She call you all kind of shit.
She's gonna tell her side of the story.
She's gonna tell her side of the story.
Yeah.
And her side of the story is gonna be. So if you scream, all right, everybody can't come up here and do what we do. And if somebody's upset, y'all get into an argument about it, dude, like, damn, scream, you don't never invite me to the tapings and woo, 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 woo. Bro, what are you gonna do? Everybody here work.
Right.
Everybody is
it's
at work.
It's a closed set, right. Bro.
Yeah, these folk working. Like, right. Ain't nobody here for fun. There's no reason.
Everybody just up here kicking it.
Now you brand new. So then they start kicking the brand new shit to you, and then you be like, bro, I don't even want the energy around me. I love you, but gone. Then people start saying that this nigga don't never be around you no more. Ask him what you think he gonna say.
Then they rev it up.
What you think he gonna say?
Acting all funny since you been on Big Bang.
Right.
Nigga, bitch. That's what they gonna start saying. Now they gonna get back to you. Now here come the beef.
Yeah, he switched
now, up. Now we got to go back and forth about you just in your feeling because you want to be around a nigga. That's some grouping shit.
Damn.
Bro, that down. He cold.
That's some grouping shit. Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, we family, right?
Yeah.
You can support from a distance. You ain't got to be up
but
under
niggas
me.
Niggas want to be you. They want
to
be in the spotlight, too. They want to be under the lights.
You know how you get in the spotlight? Ask me, bro, what can I do to help?
To help or work.
Yeah.
Not what can I know what type of person you are. You're a liability. You're going to come over here, then you're going to feel entitled. You're going to feel like you need to smoke and eat folks shit when I ain't bank ain't even smoking. Yeah. Like, damn, bro, y'all ain't smoking that motherfucker. Whatever. It's just the mindset of people. You get what I'm saying? Like, this shit business to me.
Yeah.
Fuck how we on here talking about. This shit business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I know you.
Yeah.
You don't know how to conduct business.
You're going
to
fuck it up.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, just respect my move.
Respect my boo.
You gonna throw a flag on the play.
Yeah, and then you gonna feel like I gotta choose your side because I love you.
Right.
Over my business.
Right.
I'm trying not to let my flaws fuck up my business, so I'm gonna let your flaws fuck up my business.
Like sabotage.
It's just setting boundaries, and people don't know how to accept other people's boundaries.
And when you set a boundary, motherfuckers want you to choose your heart over reality.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Off of logic, yeah.
You set a boundary like, come on, man, if I break this shit down to you, you know you shouldn't be doing this. Here in this establishment.
So again, but they used to the old bank that don't give a fuck. So they feel like it. Well, since when all of a sudden we can't do this? We normally do this anywhere we go. So since you're not allowing them to do that here, you the fuck nigga and you the one acting different.
You acting different.
I don't mind being a fuck nigga. I'm going to be one anyway. I don't mind. I don't mind. Either way, sometimes you can't mind, bro.
Right.
Yeah. How a person going to feel when they walk away from a true conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I tell you the truth about something, I don't give a fuck how you go feel about the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can't mind. See, we try to pick emotions over reality. Mm,
yeah.
I'm gonna be sitting here or sitting anywhere giving a fuck about how you feel if I don't tell you how it is. Mm. And then when I tell you how it is, you feel a way. Mm. Now, what I'm supposed to do, choose your feelings over my livelihood?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what some people think when it comes to friendships, though.
I don't want them kind of friends.
I'm just saying, like, that's really, like, some people, when it come to friendships, they feel like we literally go together. You my friend, anything I do. We go together. Like,
fuck all that shit, bro.
Yeah, you acting like, funny. Back in the day, you didn't give a fuck about
it. You got to think about it, though. Most of our friends are friends by default because we grew up in the same neighborhood.
Mm. Or trauma.
If I didn't grow in the same neighborhood with you, I wouldn't have chose you as my friend.
I'm crying.
That's how we got to look at this shit.
Yeah.
We only friends because of the time we've been around each other.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And
that's
the trauma.
That's the bond.
Yeah, the bond is I knew you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But then again, like Banks says, I don't say it. I don't know you no more.
Yeah, I don't know you no more, buddy. Now, if I meet you as a grown man and we on the same level as we can bond, yeah, let's bond. Mm. But, bro, I can't keep a bond just because of time.
Yeah.
Mm. Facts. Mm.
I can't keep a bond just because of time, because what's there? Mm-hmm. All is there is a pass.
Most shit got an expiration date, man.
Throw that shit, like Takeoff said, every book has chapters, and once you finish reading a chapter, that's it.
Facts.
Man, who gonna go and who's supposed to be there gonna be there regardless. Y'all may fall out, y'all might argue, y'all might do whatever, y'all might go back and forth, y'all might have fucked up moments, good moments, whatever, but it's gonna be what it's gonna be.
Yeah.
Right.
If I got a tiptoe because I feel like you resent me, you're not my friend.
Mm. Facts.
Am I tripping?
No.
I got to goddamn be scared to say something to you because of how you going to take it, we ain't friends for you.
No.
Right.
It's not
because we don't know each other.
Huh?
Because at that point, you don't know each other. Your friend should know your intent behind it. Like, if your friend should be able to call you out on shit. If you fucking up. If your friend can't call you out on shit, then y'all ain't friends.
Fact.
I don't even think it's necessarily about the intent behind it. I just feel like if we're friends, we should be able to be honest with each other.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? If we're being honest with each other, even if my honesty does offend you, then you know what I'm saying? You should respect the fact that I'm being honest and understand that I'm saying it with my best interest at heart.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They got to know the intent behind it. Like, if you calling me out on something, I know you really care about me. So if you telling me I'm some bullshit, I know that you ain't just saying, oh, she's some bullshit just to be saying it.
You saying that's some bullshit I did. Exactly.
Like, I know that your intent behind it is out of love. Exactly. So I'm not going to feel no type of way.
Exactly.
But if I know that, like, nah, Jay just calling me out to try to, like, show out in front of people, I know, like, oh, she on some bullshit. That people will take it different ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if that's your real friend, you should know your friend's intent behind anything they say to you.
That mean my slip showing. If my friend come tell me something, that's my friend. Even if it make me feel a way, I got to process it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once I process it, I got to be real with myself. Like, Bud ain't never came and told me nothing unless it was that.
Yeah, right.
You get what I'm saying? Like, if you telling me something, I'm tripping. Even if I don't want to hear it at the moment or whatever you told it to me at the time, it got to be real. Because we friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or it got to be real coming from you. Even if it's wrong, I feel like it's wrong. It's real because coming it's your opinion.
A real place.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? It's real because it's you.
Yeah.
So either I'm going to process it and try to get you to look at it a different way because, look, check this out, though. And see if we can agree to disagree, but I'm still taking in what you said and process it to make me to help my overall decision or overall outlook on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you say, Bank, you should goddamn stop wearing black on camera all the time. Yeah. I'm going to go look at the camera and see, like, and I'm going to ask you why you say that. Ooh, because, bro, you blending yourself and you black as fuck, too. So I'm going to goddamn go look at the camera and be like, damn, this nigga right. You get what I'm saying? I ain't gonna take it no kind of way. Like, what's up with this nigga? No, this is our shit together.
I do look like a seat cushion.
Yeah, I do. I do look like these, my eyes are these buttons type shit. You get what I'm saying? I'm a process it for what it is.
Yeah.
Because it's like you want to see me be better.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
So it's so funny.
So you think back to that kind of, you think those type of people are just
my eyes are the bunnies.
That's stand up funny.
You said what?
The type of people just insecure. Because yes, some people just touch you. You can't tell them nothing. You can't be like, hey, your shoes untied.
That's their own insecurities.
Yeah. But I used to be the type of nigga to tell anybody anything, but I stopped it.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna tell you something, I fuck with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm gonna try to critique you or tell you some shit, I fuck with you and I see something that you may not see. Mm-hmm. Cause I know it'd be a lot of shit I don't see. Like, ain't no mirror in front of now one of us. So I don't know if nothing on my face or not. Mm-hmm. So she be like, something on your face right here. I trust you, so I'm gonna knock it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People feel like, why ain't that on my face? Just because of their insecurity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, why you always gotta say something? Get that shit off your face. We family.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So would you just stay clear of them people? But what yes. if they, what if, like she said, what if they people you love?
If I love you, I can love you over there.
From a distance. Huh?
I ain't gotta love you in my space.
Yeah. That's real.
You cannot let nobody else flaws when you're trying to work on your own. So how the fuck I'm gonna let your flaws be detrimental to me when I don't even want mine to be?
Mm. Yeah.
Facts.
How that gonna work? Mm-hmm. We ain't doing that, man. And if it's fuck you, it's fuck you. If it's fuck, because it's fuck me if you ain't understanding that you're being detrimental to my situation, mm-hmm. that's fuck me. Fuck selfish. Your feelings.
It's selfish. It's selfish, yeah. It's selfish.
All right, but sometimes we try to love people over our well-being. Like a nigga, just say things, I know this is going to hurt shy feelings. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to say it to her, so I'm going to just let her keep doing it.
Mm.
Would you rather be sad that's for a moment? Moves. Would you rather be sad for a moment or confused forever? Is what you gotta ask yourself. Yes. Yeah. Or irritated forever. Right. I'd rather be sad in the moment that Shy not my friend no more than to be sitting right here every day with anxiety because I really want to punch in her shit. You get what I'm saying? Like real shit. So I'ma just tell you, keep telling you to it ultimately be fuck you. Cause I can't deal with that.
Mm. Yeah.
That makes sense, right?
Instead
of me sitting around you being fake here as soon as I leave, I'm telling Kodak, man, Shy, God damn, man, I'm sick of Shy.
Mm-hmm.
That's fake.
Yeah,
I'm at least try to tell you, and then I see you working on. Oh, she working on that shit. It's my.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Building back to building. Yeah.
Not do you think? Well, even with friends and telling people stuff, I think a lot of times people don't want you to tell them in front of people.
Oh, nah, for sure.
Yeah, like people hate when you tell them shit in front of people because now they getting defensive because now they got everybody looking at them.
Nah, but like real shit though. I don't mean to cut you. Well, I cut you off, but I didn't mean to.
You
I'm
always
sorry.
Say you don't mean to when you do too.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to.
And I said that in front of everybody.
Yeah, I'm trying to work on it. But if it's somebody that, like, if it's somebody that I really care about, or if it's somebody that, again, like, I know has my best interest at heart, even if they do, like, say something or, like, snap at me in front of people, I am initially going to kind of maybe, like, feel away, but I'm not going to take it to heart because I know, like, they were just saying that because they're trying to correct me, or they said it in the heat of the moment because they were like fed up with the correction that they were trying to get me to understand and get me to see.
Right. But so, I think it depends. Like if you correct me, like if Scream correct me in front of all y'all, I'm not going to feel no type of way. Cause at this point we family, we've been doing this shit for a while. We family now. But if I go with Scream and we in a room full of niggas, I don't even know. And it's just Scream is the only person that I know. And he feel the like, hey, Shy, Scream, you're going to have me fucked up. Yeah, you're going to have me fucked up. Even if it is the case in point, whatever the fuck he's saying could be right, I'm still going to give him a defensive
answer. But I'm the type of nigga, if you do some shit in front of people, a bunch of people, I'm the type of nigga will text you that right now. Hey, check your text.
See, that's different.
Check your text. Hey, no, check your text.
Right now.
Like, you need to read that shit because you just tripped out.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? I ain't finna. Oh, let me holler at you right quick.
Yeah.
Fuck no, you never take upon yourself in front of a bunch of people that we don't know. We at goddamn the summit.
Right.
Yeah, in front of everybody.
We just stand up and say, no, I just got to eat whatever you did right then. Yeah. I got to eat it and then we'll get to the trailer.
Oh, nah.
Huh?
Nah. You go big, I'm going bigger.
Oh, no, 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 no. I ain't saying go be.
You want to make a scene? I'm about to make a move.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? Before I make the scene, like, if Kodak, if you come in the motherfucker and say, we already said we ain't going to say bitch in this episode. And you said, I'm not going to be, didn't we just say, nigga, we ain't going to say bitch? No. I'm going to let you get your bitch off. And then after this show, after the show, I'm be like, damn, Kodak, then we just got there amongst us.
Yeah.
Like, certain shit you have to just eat in the moment.
No. Yeah. Some people don't get that. Like, you got to tell, hey, man, you can't, just as we play like that behind the scenes, you can't do that shit in front of everybody.
Oh, for sure. No, I'm saying, you ain't getting
what I'm saying.
I'm saying if you made a mistake that we saying we're not going to do in the show, before I stop the show and be like, all right, goddamn, bro, you always woo. No, I can't do that to you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wait and pull you. Hey, come in here to all of us, bro. Mm-hmm. Tell him, y'all.
Yeah.
Then we just say it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the proper way.
Instead of me going big on you, when it's warranted, I can do it.
Yeah.
Because we just said it before the show. No, we just said this shit before the show.
Oh, okay. And I slipped up.
And you went big in your own way.
Yeah, you went big, but the people don't know until I make it big.
Yeah.
They don't know that we saying we ain't saying bitch this show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you do it, so I'm gonna look at it as a mistake. But if you got them, if you too short, bitch, then we gotta goddamn figure it out.
Yeah, hey.
We got a problem.
Cut.
Well, hey, man, shouts to all the Big Facts supporters. We appreciate y'all. The Big Facts fans, we appreciate y'all. We even appreciate the Big Facts groovies. You know what I'm saying? Check us out at
www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute.
Salute.
Happy holidays. For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.